Tonight, Pretty Late's Chief Geek Officer Elliot Serrano rides sidecar for the evening. Then later, we'll continue our two-week coverage of Sketchfest. And finally, it's Friday, so of course we'll play What's in the Box and get a weekend wind-up from Rob Martier. All that and more right now on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez.
Oh, man, it's Friday. I don't care how damp and wet it is and how much you guys are talking about the weather. I heard you and Elliot saying it's going to turn nasty and cold and rainy and icy. That's okay, because it's Friday. And Craig, you are I'm determined to make you a viral star. We are posting the videos of what we meant to get to. We've posted a few of them in the past, but I noticed when Hannah Stanley was filling in for me, she was posting them, but with no music. Rob, have you seen any of the? You've seen the dancing, certainly.
I have, absolutely.
And so when Hannah would post them, you know, you have to turn the studio music up so that you, the listeners and the viewers can also hear it online, because Jason Skaggs, his music, his lyrics, it's all
well, right. And I think some people might even say my dancing made no sense unless you hear the music.
Unless you, yeah.
It totally makes complete sense. Right.
I particularly like, my favorite thing is when you go down in the elevator to the bottom floor, but the elevator breaks, so you have to take the stairs back up.
Yeah, sometimes the elevator doesn't go back up for some reason. No. You take the stairs.
So please visit our Facebook page. You can take a look at the video. I also added a shortened version. I'll drop some Instagram clips of that as well. So go to Patty V Show on Facebook and like our page and take a look at that video. Elliot Serrano joins me live in the Allstate Showcase studio. He has seen Star Wars now four times. I saw it with you the fourth time.
The fourth time.
In IMAX 3D.
IMAX 3D, which I am not even the biggest fan of 3D. I think I told you that a bunch of times beforehand, and you said, no, let's go see it. Let's go see it. And I went, okay, how can I say no? And I was like, yes, you need to see the movie in IMAX 3D. IMAX 3D specifically.
It was great. There was one moment where what ship is that? Death ship,
the Star Destroyer.
Star Destroyer. It was coming toward the audience, and I reached out because it seemed like you could touch the tip of the ship.
Right, it was like right there, and I saw you like reaching out, and I'm there going, "What is she? Oh, yeah,
it's right there."
We were all laughing. Steve was laughing too. I think Griffin was laughing as well. We were all laughing that you were trying to touch the Star Destroyer.
Oh, yeah, I was reaching out for it. Well, I was, because I think that there comes a moment where you have to give over to it. I think lot of people seem to be watching Star Wars with, she didn't age well, he was kind of corny, I didn't like this, I didn't like that. I just surrendered. I surrendered to it. I surrendered to the experience because right from the get-go, it was still better than 1, 2, and 3. And I was very excited. Plus, I was giggling at the previews.
Yes.
The Avengers with, no, not Avengers, Batman and Superman.
Right.
Not that, but Wonder Woman at the end with the shield.
The shield, and she's sliding backwards because Doomsday is like blasting them. And so that's supposed to set up the new Justice League movie. There is a meme online right now where someone posted, oh, that's really nice how much money Episode 7 is make. After Batman versus Superman comes out, we'll talk. And most folks are going, oh, that's cute. I mean, even the first Superman movie didn't do that well, so I don't know how Batman versus Superman's going to change
that. What would
you
attribute Batman's success compared to Superman's failure? Both times, right? There was one about 10 years ago when they should have just gone with the kid from Smallville.
Oh, yeah. Well, Tom Welling, who I thought was great as Clark Kent in Smallville. Yeah.
You already have a built-in audience.
Yeah.
It was starting to go global with that audience. It was a long series on the WB and then the CW. Do you agree, Craig?
I definitely agree. And especially for the newest movie coming out, there's going to be a cameo by a Flash, but it's not going to be TV's Flash.
Oh, that's not okay.
Yeah. No.
That's the thing I don't understand, and I'm glad Craig brings this up, is that the DC does all this stuff with the television shows, and they have that built-in audience.
Yeah.
That, you know, you're following Arrow, you know, and you've already had a quote-unquote Justice League created on the Smallville show, but none of those TV characters are going to appear on the big screen, which to me is silly because at least if you have them on, if you transition from the television to the movies, you don't have to go through the whole origin story again.
Right.
Because we already know their origins, and you know people are going to go see them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get that.
I think it's interesting what they're doing on The Shield. They're using Agent Coulson both in the films and on the TV series. It's harder to track. That story, they seem to keep doing, they keep changing the rules, Craig.
Even the latest movie, the latest Avengers movie, they dropped Agent Coulson out because I guess he's just a TV guy now.
Oh.
Yeah, well, Joss Whedon said that his character is still dead in the movie universe.
Oh, interesting.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
I don't know why. Is it that it's a television and the movie people are like, they're not as good as us, so we can't put these TV people on movies.
I can't think of the actor's name, but I think he is loved enough on set. And I think that he probably doesn't mind the work, weekly work, compared to what, you know, he's not going to make the money that even Samuel L. Jackson or Scarlett Johansson, he's not going to make that kind of money. Mm-hmm. So he's the lead on an hour-long series. So I think he's doing hopefully, you know, he does well.
Clark Gregg, by the way.
I like Clark. Right. You know who's married to? Do you know who he's married to?
Yeah.
Do not look, Craig. Look
at
me in the eyes. Look me in the eyes.
Not even on the first page. I have
look
no idea.
Look me in the eyes. He's married to Nobody Puts Baby in the Corner.
Oh, really?
He's married to Jennifer Grey.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
Love her.
Hi, Rob Martier.
I love her.
Hey, Rob.
Do you mind her after she had her plastic surgery on her nose?
I thought she was much more attractive before.
Well, I think everybody thinks she was unique looking, at least, right? That was part of it?
I wouldn't even call it unique. I just thought she was an attractive woman, yeah.
She was. I think she's still pretty. She was cute on
Dirty Dancing. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. The nose job didn't make her uglier, that's for sure.
I think it actually, it seemed to have like a weird effect on, I don't know what effect it had on her career, but she had that sitcom for a while, basically playing herself, having had nose surgery.
And then she was a Ferris Bueller's sister as
yes,
well.
Yes, she was.
That's when I had a crush on her.
I had that hair.
You had that hair?
I had her hair from that and from Dirty Dance. I'll have to show you. I have a picture somewhere. I will post it next Thursday on Throwback Thursday if I have a chance. Yeah, I had the exact same haircut.
The haircut?
The curly bob.
Was that because you didn't want anyone to put you in a corner?
Nobody puts me in the corner. I ended up having perms for many years. I had Julia Roberts hair in college. I had long, flowing, curly locks.
I do not find that to be much of a stretch.
I have all that lot of hair. Now I have Jennifer Lopez's hair, apparently, is what I'm rocking. So there's that. What?
Yeah. Well, you know she got that nose job because people told her she needed to do that.
Right.
Probably some agent or whomever said, you know, you got to fix that nose. It's not a good look for you. And then she went and did it, and everyone's like, why did you do that?
That was what made you unique. Right. You know, that's interesting. Did you see the post I put up with Harmony France as an actress in Chicago? She's also a casting director who wrote a great blog about what she's been asked to mm-hmm. do over the course of her career. We are going to have her on Monday night talk about her piece. And actually, my writing partner, Amelia Serrano, had I called her and I said, did you see my post? She goes, I knew you were going to ask me about this. She said, I didn't like it. She said, my writing partner wanted me to ask, and I will ask, if she thought about trying something else. If in the market that you're in, they keep telling you, we don't want you. Did she try going to New York? Did she try going to L.A.? That's what my writing partner wanted to know, because Stephen Colbert worked in Chicago at Second City and was trying to work as an actor here, and in 10 years only got booked in one commercial. Mm-hmm. And then I'm not sure if that's what Amelia was telling me. So now this is like a fourth-hand story to you. But that when he went to New York, obviously things took off from there.
Well, it helps when you land on The Daily Show.
And
hook up with Jon Stewart.
And I think there is something about Chicago actors, too, that when we are, you know, when people kind of trip upon us or if we make the move, people are completely blown away by the different sort of style that we bring.
You know, when I retell that story over the weekend, he's going to be a background person in one commercial, and that's it.
Over 20 years.
Over 25 years.
25 years. Exactly.
And on that set is when he would meet Amy Sedaris, and then everything would change from
everything,
there.
Everything will change. Do we have our guests from Sketchfest? Do we have Superpunk, or do we have Unlucky Company? Is there two men in our green room?
Yes, and
we
have two men.
Superpunk is in the green room.
Is there a baby there?
I just saw their show. I don't know if there's a. Why would there be a baby?
Two men and a baby.
Two men and
two and a half men.
Two and a half, three men and a baby.
I don't know.
What movie
three
are you
men?
Talking about?
I'm
there's
sorry.
A ghost behind the curtains. More after this on 720 WGN. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. I'm joined by our sidecar tonight, Elliot Serrano, our chief geek officer. And we have Mike and Philip from Superpunk. They're fresh off the stage at Sketchfest from stage 773. And there's a moment, Elliot, where your head would have exploded as our chief geek officer, where Mike comes out on stage and says that he's been cast as Darth Vader in Star Trek. And I think pretty much you would have jumped off out of your seat, only it's part of the scene.
It comes from real life because I don't know much about Star Wars.
Okay, I'm going to need to leave the studio.
No.
But give him a chance.
Wait.
He's about to tell you about
himself.
A miracle.
Yeah. Right. Oh.
Because Philip knows everything about Star Wars.
Sure.
So it evens out.
Well, okay. And I'm going to bust you on here. Yeah.
Mike was one of the first people I knew to not be like huge in Star Wars. I'm like, oh my God, what am I getting myself into? He liked Force Awakens.
I did.
And it's, yes.
He texts me and I'm like, oh my God, we're best friends. I can't believe it happened. I was as excited about anything.
Had you seen all the others and were not impressed, or you had not seen all those?
I had seen the first three, but I saw them very late in life.
1, 2, and 3, or 4, 5, and 6?
4, 5, and 6.
4, 5, and 6.
But I saw them in like at college for the first time. So I was like, I guess.
He's a Ghostbusters guy.
That's true.
That's fine. Yeah. You can be a Ghostbusters guy. I'm looking for the key. Yes, go ahead, Ellie.
Ghostbusters 1 or 2?
Oh. I mean, 1, obviously. But yes. I like 2. 2 has some fun moments. No? I mean...
Wow. Resounding silence. Yeah.
Right. You know, I'm just going to sit here in this corner.
We've really upset him quickly.
Yeah.
No, I didn't even have to.
I upset him with the show.
It's fine.
We didn't even know it was like an upset grenade.
It resolves itself. I think there's so many things that I loved about your show tonight.
Oh, thanks.
I'm a stand-up comic, so there's a little bit of conflict and contrast when it comes to stand-up comics. I think that there's kind of like, you know, those guys just come out there and they've, you know, they got partners on stage and, you know, they have people they can play off of.
Sure.
And for, I think for comics, I think that I think there's a little bit of like, you know, just stand on the stage and just tell the same jokes over and over again. So I think there's a little bit of that. You don't have any of that?
No, I definitely do. No, I would actually say I would admit that I probably had that when I was younger. Mm-hmm. But I also think as we've gotten older and realized for ourselves, it's like, neither of us are billionaires.
Right.
So, I mean, why are we really upset at each other? It's like,
yes.
You're trying to make people laugh and we're trying to make people laugh. That's pretty great. How about, let's just have a good time.
I respect stand-up more.
Oh, yeah.
I am scared to be on stage alone. I can't do it. And that's why I do improv. We met doing improv and do sketch because I don't want to be up there by myself.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are tremendous together. There's so much and a lot of energy, but and the commitment. I saw Unlikely Company right before you, so it's a different. There's a contrast too, right? One of the reasons I got out of sketch was and improv was the singing, which
that makes to anybody who hasn't done it that makes no sense.
Yes.
To anyone who has done it, that makes complete sense.
Yeah, I get it. Unlikely Company does it. Yeah, thank you. I had to roll him up. Did you? Oh, thank you. Yes, you get closer to the mic. I'll take control if you don't. Exactly. I'm
sorry, go on. You're going insane.
It's okay. Unlikely Company is, they do a great job of doing a little bit of both, right? They have sketches that have no music, but when they do music, they do it beautifully. But I loved also then seeing you guys where it was scene after scene and then scenes that went to the last thing and then moments with the audience. I mean, I've never seen anything. I've seen a lot of sketch, and I really enjoyed your performance.
Thanks
tonight.
So much.
Well, thanks.
And I'm not going into any specifics because I do want people to come see you tomorrow night.
Yeah.
At Sketchfest.
Sure.
Your show is 8?
Yep.
At 8.
I might go see you again.
Wow.
Are you going to be on the pro again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I do is I'm going to go see Cupid at 7,
great.
And then I'm just going to hide under the chairs and then say, and just still be there.
We can say that you're like our media manager or something like that.
Right.
I have several passes to get.
You're good.
What are we? Yeah.
They let me go wherever I want. I don't know what happened at Sketchfest, but I like just hang out.
Does it have your name on it like last time?
Yeah, this one does. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. That's cool.
they have their names.
To that end. Yeah, we do. They're really gracious.
Oh, it's amazing.
I mean, they're sort of our home away from home. When we started in Chicago, we were there right at the beginning of that, and we just kind of like made fast friends with them. And it was always like a thing with Mike and I of like, well, we have to have something ready for next year's Sketchfest.
We wrote shows specifically for Sketchfest when we were starting out.
And some groups do, and some groups they do the best of, or they do a little bit of both. I'm actually going to be doing I'm doing a solo show on Sunday, and I had hoped to do I had big aspirations, and I probably should have gotten like someone to bounce ideas off of. Cause I basically told Craig not to worry about it because I was like, I don't know how this is going to go. You might have seen some of this. And then my husband told me today that my mom wants to go, and I was planning on doing some stories about traveling with her. And I have to adjust for that. But do you have friends and family that came out tonight? Because you had a packed house. I got like the last seat in the back.
Yeah,
there
was definitely some people that there was like college friends, and I was told my cousin was there. I was actually told after the fact because our wives and children are back home being wives and children. So they watched Yes. They watched the live stream.
On Giggity?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And which you can do tomorrow, too.
Not for my show. I'm covering that stuff up.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. But after the words, we're getting texts, and like my mom is saying something like, "Oh, we saw Ryan there." I'm like, "You did?" So they have
in
like,
the audience.
Yeah.
So oh,
yeah,
that's
there
cute.
Was it was a lot of love. It was really nice.
Oh, that's very cool. But we are hanging out with Superpunk. That's Mike and Philip. They're performing tomorrow night at Sketchfest. Go to stage773.com for ticket information. The whole calendar is there. Then you click on the group that you want to see. So if you go down the calendar, you'll see you'll find Superpunk at 8 p.m. at the stage773.com. Click on it and it'll give you your options for buying tickets. And do that right now. More after this on 720 WGN. And Elliot's here too. Yay. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, joined by our chief geek officer, Elliot Serrano, and our new friends, Mike and Philip. They are super punk, and they are performing at Stage 773 as part of Sketchfest, the 15th annual Sketchfest. How many Sketchfests have you guys been in?
The first six.
Yes, ooh. I think the first
and then we
six.
Took a break, and mm-hmm. we moved to L.A. and did other stuff, and then we were invited back a couple times, and this was the first time we could make it back.
Yeah. Oh, because I was in the theater, and I asked the tech guy who was coming out of the booth. He had the big portfolio, the folder of what where all the shows were,
mm-hmm.
and I asked him what I should see, and he said, "Stay right here." So
oh,
he said, "Don't
wow,
go anywhere."
That's great,
excellent.
And I also I should have looked at my schedule and been like, "I should talk to the gentlemen that are coming into my studio tonight." So that all worked out.
Worked out well.
I mean, we would have had a good conversation, but it's obviously more enjoyable when I saw the great work that you did.
Thanks.
Very fun. You know, you do something at the end that sort of invites people to come on stage. Do you often have something that incorporates an audience member or the possibility of it? Because I don't know if your phobia is something that you are truly concerned about, people coming on stage.
We don't want people to actually come on stage
yeah,
for
and
that
this
scene.
This is a perfect opportunity to say, if you're listening and coming
oh my
tomorrow,
God, that girl. She was touching your guitar off of you.
It's not just the girl. Her boyfriend came up first and we politely like escorted him off, made a joke of it, and then 5 minutes later, his girlfriend also got up and tried to take the guitar from me. I'm like,
because at least he stopped. Like, he was on the stairs and you were like, no. Yeah. And then he turned around and walked off the stage. But then she got there and, like, started lifting your guitar strap up over you.
I thought she was going to hug me.
No, she was taking
it. And then she grabbed the strap. I'm like, oh, okay, all right. No.
No.
Pass.
Wow, yeah, that
but
was...
But we do love that happened. I mean, it makes it a moment. It makes the show memorable, and it's like... It's this crazy thing that we were all here for, and it makes it a cool experience.
Yes.
And the cool thing I think that Mike and I try to do, and you get with stand up, any kind of live thing is like a chance to make like that weird. This is so pretentious.
Do it.
But it's a chance to like actually connect and communicate.
Yes.
And Mike and I are always trying to talk about how our show, we're trying to almost make an inside joke that everyone in the theater is going to get.
Yes, I agree.
And so, yeah, everybody in that theater, except for apparently two people, had like an inside joke moment where we're all kind of like, can you believe this happened, you guys? No, we will all remember it.
Yes.
And there we are.
We will all remember that. It was weird.
It was a little weird.
It was a little weird.
But was she the same one that kept yelling Alabama at
yes.
you?
Yes.
Oh, was she?
Was she the one yelling Alabama?
I'm positive.
I think so, too, because it was coming from in the
yeah,
front
that
area.
Section.
I couldn't see because of the lights, but it was definitely coming from the problem area.
Yeah.
You know, if you want, however you want to
were they
identify.
Overserved? Is that the issue?
I don't
or were
know,
they just,
but
I don't
Alabama! Know. Just and like with no acknowledgement. Like if like and that's the trick, right? You can't acknowledge it. That was brilliant on your part because you could have very easily been like And then
sure.
that's going to fire it.
It.
But it didn't matter because she just kept doing it anyway.
We were having, yeah, to answer your question, we were talking about that earlier and people are like, well, it seems like you're inviting people on. We're like, that's the joke is that these guys can't get anyone to go. And Mike and I were saying later, it was like, you know, like Amanda, Mike's wife, was saying, yeah, you guys do invite people. And I'm like, yeah, but we're still doing bits. The bit is that we keep inviting. If like, what's the end hope if you get on stage and we're like, well, the show's over. Here's your... Play the instrument. You're done.
You have to give
them I don't know.
You have to give them the jug.
I gotta give them the jug.
You have to give them the jug.
That's rewrite a new end.
Just give them the jug. Let's just let them blow. Say blow. Go
just
ahead.
Go for
and
it.
If you're listening to this and you're so confused, come tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
And it will all make sense.
I have to see how it goes. Now I feel as though we've now invited more people to come on stage.
Yeah, I'm sitting here and I'm confused.
Do you want to come with me tomorrow night?
All I know is that I would desperately want to get on stage. Now.
I think there is an itch in the audience. I think that there is a little bit of like. There, because there are.
They want to be part of the fun.
They do.
Yeah, that's cool.
We're so inviting.
You're very inviting. Well, you're persistent about it.
Yeah.
You don't stop.
Yeah. So I guess that's sort of the danger of it.
Right.
Like, I guess the way you do live theater is like, so if I say come on stage, but I don't want you to, I have to accept the responsibility that
if you do,
well, here we go.
Yes, it's confusing.
That's mixed signals right there.
It is mixed signals.
Yep. You dated women like that.
Yeah.
You're blowing my jug.
She kept saying, come on stage, and I did. And she went, I don't want you on stage.
Yeah. Yep. Got to read between the lines.
Yeah, Philip is working on that in his mind. He's like, okay, I can see where we went wrong.
No on stage means no on stage.
No on stage.
I think we all agree on that.
You should give out piece of paper, whatever, no matter what happens.
Yeah, we should just hand that out in the audience.
Whatever instinct you have, for God's sake.
A security warning.
Yeah, no. No, because that ruins the bit, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Yeah. But there is also, I think there's an element of anticipation, right? Because then people start looking around.
Mm-hmm. Sure,
right?
Sure.
Had you done this bit before?
We
sketch?
We have.
And to the same effect, or?
Only once,
and Mike handled it really well, where he just, like, accepted the person, like, hey, great, yeah, and just let him back down, and it was like message received. Okay, this is just the fun of hearing them fool around with an audience that isn't actually us. But other times it has not happened, so I guess maybe we've just gotten cocky.
Maybe that's it. Maybe the audience doesn't get that we're not the audience that you're talking to.
You're right.
That's it. Yeah.
Right?
No,
because
it's a bigger
Elliot is so confused.
But they believe,
I am more confused now.
They believe that you are Alabama for whatever reason.
So here's the deal. Real quick, we play the band Alabama, and the joke is we're saying one of you in the audience gets to come up on stage with us and play the jug in a song. And the joke is that Alabama can't get an audience member to come up on stage
Nobody wants to do it, no matter how enticing they make it.
So we beg the audience, but so, you know, someone
so
in the
funny.
Audience actually gets up.
You know what this means? We're more enticing than actual Alabama.
Yeah.
By extension. Right. That's what I mean.
That's true.
I think you ever seen Alabama?
No.
Have you ever seen
Alabama? We don't know.
Case closed.
No, but that girl really wanted Alabama tonight.
She did.
She really.
You know, maybe she was a huge fan of Alabama.
Maybe,
because she would not let that go. She was getting
great.
On stage with
you. I'm really glad that happened.
It was really funny. It was super funny. But I think that people were. I think there is that element of like someone's going to go. Someone's going
to
do it.
Well, what if I go to the show tomorrow?
Yes.
And I bring my own jug.
That would be
funny.
Oh boy.
Oh, I don't know. It's so good.
You know what?
What are the chances?
Let's put your cards on the table. Let's see what you got. Yeah. If you want to do that, I'm not going
to
say no.
We're just going to improvise a new end to that scene and see what happens.
I got a guitar. We're going to make a song. So you aren't going to do it.
Yes.
But you know he will.
I will be there. All right, I'll be there tomorrow night.
I'll be in the tech booth going, don't go, Elliot.
I'm going up. The moment he says it, I'm up there. If anyone knows, I have very little inhibition, and I love being on stage.
This is a show that you must see. I think you would love so many of the sketches that they do. They have one with there's a pitcher on the mound having a tough time, and I just love the manager coming out. I'm not going to tell him how it goes, because you and I would love that. I was laughing, so I'm like, I would totally do
thanks.
That. Yes.
Yeah, Mike was telling me I like have sort of really gotten into that manager walk, that really careful – but like sort of stodgy, stiff former athlete waddle to the mound.
Yes.
Like, can't make a move. I'll call
like you're still
writing.
Wearing the cup and like somehow it's like taking over your pelvic
like,
area.
Relax.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking around, trying to look casual. Like sometimes they look around to the side. I'm like, just walk to the mound. We know where you're going. It's a beeline.
Yeah.
Go straight.
Yeah. We are hanging out with Mike and Philip. I have a question for you when we come back about tonight's performance. And it struck me because my hands were full. We are hanging out with Mike Philip from Super Punk, and they are performing at Stage 773 at 8 p.m. Go to stage773.com for tickets and the rest of the calendar. And Elliot,
be there tomorrow at 8 p.m. because I'm going to be in the front row with the jug.
I'm going to be there tomorrow night hanging out. Sunday, I'm performing at 5 in the cabaret. More for this on 720 WGN. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. If you go to WGNRadio.com, you can see my guests, Mike and Philip from Superpunk. And we also have Elliot Serrano, our Chief Geek Officer. And if you are able to see the camera over my shoulder, you can see that I am pulling reviews for What's in the Box. I don't know if it's definitely not suitable for work, what I have on my screen right now. I'll just say that right now. That's got to look at the ball bearings on that thing. Anyway, so... Your option, I guess.
There you go.
That's all that stuff.
Beautiful.
That one's pink. It's bright pink.
Well, I like the purple's kind of nice.
Okay,
that's,
sure.
Yeah, jeez. That's classy.
Lots of options.
Well, when you're going through, when TSA is going to unpack your, but you want to plan ahead. So Mike and Phil, now what are your last names? Because I've been calling you Mike and Philip.
Mike Batet and Philip Moddins.
And you guys, are not here from here originally, but you came here for sketch, or were you from here?
I'm from Central Illinois.
We're in Central Illinois.
They can hear
you there.
I know. I'm sure they can. My dad will be so excited because I grew up from farmers, so I mean, WGN is.
Orrin Samuelson is
your guy.
Oh, my God. And Max Armstrong.
You got to meet Orrin once, and it was like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like meeting the Pope. But I'm from Oneida, Illinois.
Oneida.
The smallest city in Illinois.
Is it really?
750 people. There's like different qualifications for
smallest
for a city.
Okay,
so it's like you have to have a mayor, and you have to have like certain things in there.
Do you all just take turns being mayor?
My dad at one point was mayor, and it's almost just like, look, if you haven't been it, we could probably use you. You can add.
You have Friday nights off, right?
Yeah,
can't you?
Yeah, come on,
come on, you got time.
Yeah, but I'm from Central Illinois, and I lived in Chicago for 7 years.
Wow, and you, Phil?
I'm from Western New York and moved to Chicago for about 5 years. First to do improv and sketch. And then,
yeah, we both were in
improv. Now we live in L.A.
How is L.A. treating you? What's
good.
Yes?
Good. I help run a theater in Santa Monica called the West Side Comedy Theater.
Oh, wonderful.
And I write and direct for a YouTube show called Epic Rap Battles of History.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Have I seen this? I think
you probably have.
Yes.
What did he just say? What?
There's always one in the room that's
oh
like.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Oh, yeah. It's so good.
Epic Thank rap you. Battles.
Oh, that All right. is so, I like him a lot. I didn't know.
I need to make sure we
got an autograph and stuff. Follow him home. They're so good.
Now you have to react the same way when Mike tells us what he does.
Philip,
I'm sorry. Philip.
That's okay.
And Mike and Philip, gotcha.
I write epic jug battles.
Oh, my favorite.
It's going really awkward.
We're best friends.
We ask people to send in videos, but we don't want them to, but they do.
Wait. Are we talking about actual jugs? Or
no, these are more product reviews.
Oh,
no. Oh, no. Nice. Thank well done. Yes.
Yes.
Excellent.
No, I'm we're primarily writers, sometimes as our acting can show, but I've written a lot of online content and stuff like that for Maker Studios, which is part of what prior to the Epic Rap Battles getting big, but stuff like that.
Oh, that's so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, Craig is pulling up videos. I can tell when he starts leaning in.
I'd say there's one battle of a bunch of different directors, and that's probably my favorite one.
That's really good. And Pete's good. Not that they like this is our show, Mike, but is that the one where Pete's Michael Bay?
Yeah,
Pete plays
Michael Bay in it. It's
the greatest Michael Bay you're ever gonna see.
How you doing, Craig? Craig's like, I don't like this one. I don't like this one. I don't like this one. Yeah. When I was at your show tonight, I had to open up. I was opening a snack, and I had a glass in one hand, and it was a blackout, and people were applauding, and I realized because I couldn't clap, and you're not also going to see me do the sign language for clapping either. Sure. What do you prefer? I mean, and I don't know if there was a preference, but laughter because I laughed the entire time. But I did not clap because my hands were full. Do you have a preference, or do you notice when there's like more applause at the end of a scene, but it didn't seem like they were laughing during it?
You know, I don't think our show, we designed it to be really fast.
So there's less time for clapping.
Okay.
Yeah, I think.
So I don't have to feel bad. What I'm saying is I'm sorry I didn't clap.
No, I would 100% prefer laughter to clapping.
See, and that's what I was thinking, right, was the energy of it too.
Because
it is strange, like, with comics you get applause if like something really hits home, right? Like I noticed that with Unlikely Company, they had a thing about they have a vaccination one.
Mm-hmm.
And as they go through the ignorance of what people are going through right now, people like start connecting with it. And that's when people applaud.
But
the laughter
pieces.
Yeah, they think exactly. But the laughter you want to keep getting that.
It's from the gut.
Yes.
I mean, the applause would be great too.
Yeah.
But I feel like you can't control laughter, so it's an honest reaction. If someone's laughing, we got them. It's a power trip.
Yes, I definitely love when you lost your wallet, but we won't go too much into that because I don't think that's something we can explain.
Yeah. No,
because it was so funny.
We already confused everybody with that joke.
No, I got it. I got you. I got you.
Thank you very much.
Ish in the sandwich. I don't know why the sandwich talks.
It's weird. It's just weird.
That's
every time I think I'm caught up with you guys, You lose me again.
Come on, the talking sandwich.
Come on, why wouldn't the sandwich?
Well, we gave you all the details you need. Now figure out the scene.
Because what was funny was that I was really hungry, and then so then he's standing there with this huge loaf of bread,
which we brought from L.A. by the way.
Did you really?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you get the best L.A. No,
we didn't know if we'd have time to go shopping here.
No, it's
so we brought the loaf
of
bread.
We had to be prepared. Yeah, and our wives are looking at what we're packing. We're like, they have bread in Chicago.
And it's a good loaf, but a huge, like, huge bread.
We had to have the weirdest prop check at TSA, where it's like, okay, all right, whatever.
Kazoos, sandwiches.
What else do you have? Kazoos yes.
Slide whistles, sandwiches.
My friends from Comic Thread, one of my friends does a Civil War soldier, so he has like a sword. You know, like, how do you travel? How do you go?
Yeah,
yeah, I don't know.
This is funny. We were talking about this. We used to, in 2003, had a sketch where we pretended to rob the audience.
Oh, no.
And it was really fun. And, like, there's no way you could do anything like that now.
Oh, yeah. No. Like, not a theater with crowded
No.
Pop. Yeah.
Nope.
No.
We had prop guns and, like, that just gives me the creeps thinking about it now.
Yeah. Yeah. Weird. It's such a fun show. I highly recommend.
Don't clap at me.
I clap.
So we started our conversation before I let you guys go, because I know you've been up for a massive amount of time and
we
you have
came
another
for
show.
This.
I know. Oh, well, thank you. Well,
that other show we just squeezed in.
I'm going to be in LA next week, so we could have just talked out there.
Great.
But wait a minute.
Come to the West Side.
Oh, for sure.
The Glendale? I can't.
No, West Side Comedy Theater.
Oh,
in Santa
yes.
Monica.
I would love to go to Santa Monica.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, let me
you totally should.
I have a standing appointment for a waxing there. So anyway, I do. I didn't tell you I bought a six pack. Anyway. She's from Brazil. She's very talented.
Oh, keep going.
They do the best job, sir. Anyway, so we started this conversation with our friends, Philip and Mike from Superpunk, and they are performing at Stage 773. We started this so I can close this out, because Elliot, you must come with, but you cannot yell when Mike says that he's been cast as Darth Vader in Star Trek.
That's when I throw the jug.
Well, perfect. It's before the jug, so then we can take it, and then you're disarmed.
There you go. Yeah. And now, how many times have you seen Star Wars, The Force Awakens film?
I have actually only seen it once.
Okay.
I have a rebellious six-year-old who, his brand of rebellion is to claim to not like Star Wars. although, and I'm telling you right now, America, the kid, I mean, he's 6 years old, and there's spaceships. He likes Star Wars. And he likes when I tell it to him, and we like.
He tells it to him as a bedtime story.
Does he
really? Yeah, he gets real into it. But he said something really funny when I have a comic book of Return of the Jedi from my childhood, and I was reading it to him, and I wrapped it up, and it was like, and that's it. And he's like, oh man, what's next? And this is before Force Awakens came out, and I'm like, I don't know. The new movie's coming out. He's like, oh wow, I can't wait for you to see it and tell me about it. Like, you're the worst liar ever, but I love you.
Well, you're one of the best sketch comics I've seen. Both of you do a great job. Look forward to seeing you at Stage 773 Sketchfest. Hashtag Sketchfest 2016. Go to stage773.com for more information. Do you want us to share, like, websites, any Twitter handles?
Yeah, Twitter.
Yeah, that'd be great.
At Betette, B-E-T-E-T-T-E.
All right, more for this on 720 WG. We'll get the next one in the
studio. Dude, I swoop low with the telephoto. No Bruckheimer, I work solo. If this one thing I've learned, bitch, this game is about money. I make that dollar, y'all. Fucking money. Even make Mark Wahlberg make some fucking money. Shopping, got a few drops of that got milk money. Rose to the rock, now I got that shot.
Nuts on the air is okay.
It's like all slow motion and explosions and the camera.
The visual is pretty awesome.
It's fun.
It's one of the best ones.
Here's the fun thing. Pete gets into those characters depending on who he plays for ERB, Epic Rap Battles. And when he plays Michael Bay, he just strutted around the stage and was like, what's up? And it was like a ladies' man. It was so fun to be around him as Michael Bay.
Oh, well, I have to get to look at the Epic Rap Battles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's youtube.com/ERB.
ERB.
And it's in history, Patty, so you're actually going to like a lot of the presidential ones.
It's my degree.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Oh,
yeah.
You're set.
Gal, history degree. I know nothing. I don't remember anything. Was there any other contact info for Twitter?
I'll throw out one. It's @PhilipMottas. P-H-I-L-L-I-P-M-O-T-T-A-Z, because no one would spell it right.
And you got a poll running right now on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, we do have a poll running. So please vote. I think there's a couple more hours, whether you prefer farts or smarts.
Farts or smarts.
At last check, smarts was in the lead, well, which we were very surprised. Early polls indicated farts was in the lead.
I'll put myself down for smarts.
Okay.
Smarts.
That makes me feel good for America.
Right. And you should feel good for America. Yeah. And for Super Punk there at Stage 773, go to stage773.com for tomorrow night's tickets.